From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns as he brings the final portion of a message entitled, Five Kings of Sin We All Must Slay, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 10, verses 16 through 27, we find the record of the five heathen kings who sought to destroy the Gibeonites because they entered into a league with Israel. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been using the names of the cities ruled by those kings to identify areas of sin over which Christians must achieve victory if they would go on with God and live effectively for Him. The first of the five kings was the king of Jerusalem, which means city of peace. A false sense of peace has destroyed many a person because they think they're right with God when they're not trusting in Christ alone. Next, the king of Hebron, a name that implies fellowship or association. And many a professing Christian has erred in thinking to enter heaven at last while walking and living with the world or giving support to apostates. The third king ruled the city of Jarmuth, a name which carries the meaning of loftiness or pride. Indeed, pride has kept multitudes out of heaven. It is the enemy of God's people as well. In the king of Lachish, we find the characteristic of invincibility. This implies a battle against hardness of heart or against a cherished sin. Yet there is victory through the blood of Christ. The fifth and last king ruled Eglon, a word meaning calf-like. It is always associated with false religion, something that is rampant in the world today. God's people are called upon to guard the purity of the gospel. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Numbers chapter 14 and verse 11. How long will it be ere they believe me? Strive with all diligence to keep out that monster unbelief. It so dishonors Christ that he will withdraw his visible presence if we insult him by indulging it. It is true it is a weed, the seeds of which we can never entirely extract from the soil. But we must aim at its root with zeal and perseverance. Among hateful things, it is the most to be abhorred. Its injurious nature is so venomous that he that exercises it and he upon whom it is exercised are both hurt thereby. In thy case, O believer, it is most wicked, for the mercies of thy Lord in the past increase thy guilt in doubting him now. When you distrust the Lord Jesus, he may well cry out, Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. This is crowning his head with thorns of the sharpest kind. It is very cruel for a well-beloved wife to mistrust a kind and faithful husband. The sin is needless, foolish, and unwarranted. Jesus has never given the slightest ground for suspicion, and it is hard to be doubted by those to whom our conduct is uniformly affectionate and true. Jesus is the Son of the Highest, and has unbounded wealth. It is shameful to doubt omnipotence and distrust all sufficiency. The cattle on a thousand hills will suffice for our most hungry feeding, and the granaries of heaven are not likely to be emptied by our eating. If Christ were only a cistern, we might soon exhaust his fullness. But who can drain a fountain? Myriads of spirits have drawn their supplies from him, and not one of them has murmured at the scantiness of his resources. Away, then, with this lying traitor of unbelief, for his only errand is to cut the bonds of communion and make us mourn an absent Savior. Bunyan tells us that unbelief has as many lives as a cat. If so, let us kill one life now, and continue the work till the whole nine are gone. Down with thee, thou traitor! My heart abhors thee.
Ooh.
How often have you passed a church displaying a sign which reads, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have even the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. But down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the late 1940s and early 50s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not because of his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There is also a CD containing the personal testimonies of people who were saved during those revival times. Either CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, simply send a check for either or both CDs to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may make your check out to Let the Bible Speak. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
Let me tell you, in personal life, Let me get this to God's people. It will follow on in the idea of personal holiness. Personal life. We are called not to toy with sin, not simply to say, well, I can't deal with sin, I can't overcome this, I can't give it up, it's too strong for me. We are called to assault the most invincible strongholds of sin. We are called to a battle to the death with our most cherished lusts and habits. We are called to put the king of Lachish to death. That, my friend, is the call of God. And of course, with the call, there is the promise. You can kill the king of Lachish, by the way. There is victory. There is victory. Doesn't matter what that king of Lachish may do in your life. There's victory for the man who's alcoholic. There's victory for the drug addict. There's victory for the porn addict. There's victory for the man who's addicted to his own pride. There's victory for the man who's overcome with his own self-righteousness. There is victory in Jesus for the people of God, even over the king of Lachish. We live in a day, unfortunately, when too many Christians have simply laid down their arms and have come to terms with sin. And the king of Lachish lives and thrives. And we let him live. And we let him thrive. Seems true as far as the church is concerned. We let the strongholds of sin live on. When David came up to Jerusalem, what did he do? I want you to get this. He did something that nobody else had done the whole time from Joshua. He said, there is Zion, the stronghold of Zion. Jerusalem is ours. Has been for centuries. But Zion, the stronghold, still is in the hand of the Jebusites. David said, this is my capital. I must take Zion. Take it he did. Saul had never taken it. All through the days of the judges, they had never taken it. Samuel even had never laid an assault against it. Right back to the days of Joshua, even in Joshua's day, Jebus, the Jebusites were allowed to keep their stronghold. That's always foolish. We are called to go to the stronghold, whether as individuals or as the church. When Paul got saved and was called and went out into the work, what did he do? Did he go to all the soft places? No, no. He went to the hardest places where Christ was not named, where nobody else had plowed the furrow for him. He went to the hard places. He went to the strongholds of sin, and he challenged those centers of sin. We should make the prayer of the 74th Psalm our prayer. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Then finally, the fifth king is Eglon. Eglon means calf-like. It's a reminder of the religion of the flesh and of the devil. The calf was always associated with false religion. And false religion is the ultimate great king of sin opposing the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the crux of the battle against sin and Satan. It is always the battle against false religion. It has invaded the church, and we have to slay it in the church. This is where the battle has to start. I'm going to make a statement that may sound arrogant. It is not meant to be. It certainly is not arrogant. I work as an elder among elders because I'm a Presbyterian. But yet, even as an elder among elders, I am called to this pulpit. It's always been my stand before God. And I thank God my elders have always agreed with me in any church I've been in, and I have never had a moment's contention about it. But this pulpit on earth is my throne. Whoever else wants a man in this pulpit, by the grace of God, there will never be a man in this pulpit that I do not want here. There will never be a theology preached from this pulpit. And I give great latitude to men. I believe in having the widest possible fellowship among men who are given to the fundamentals of the faith. And I've had men come preach here who do not agree with all the points of my theology. But they're men of God, and I stand with them and stand for them because they stand for my Savior. But having said that, there will be no theology preached from this pulpit that I personally am not willing to have preached. I'll tell you why. This pulpit must be guarded that the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is never challenged. Do you think I have labored for 16 years in this congregation to preach the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ, to have somebody come in and deny it all and start preaching the stupidity of psychological so-called principles? Wouldn't I be a rare fool to have given the best years of my life for the preaching of Christ, to have someone come in and throw it all out the window and say what you need is some book of worldly philosophy or psychology dressed up with a couple of gospel texts? No, sir. Paul says, if anybody preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed. We guard this church from false religion, false gospels. Let me tell you, it infests our own heart. There is a false gospel in every Christian's heart. You look at your own heart and you'll prove that. What is our automatic movement? As soon as, for instance, we have to deal with guilt or failure in our lives, automatically we will go to either the extreme of antinomianism and dismiss it, or we will go to the extreme of legalism and we will try to work off our guilt with some sort of penitential system of works. That's a false gospel. We need to keep the sufficiency of Christ before us. We need to have the centrality of the justifying work of grace within our heart. We need to keep at the very heart of our entire belief system and practice system the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, our acceptance with God by union in Him, and let everything else be done as a reaction to that. That's how to believe and that's how to live. Anything else is missing the point. And yet that's the way we naturally tend. False gospel permeates the world, and we have got to slay it if we're going to see people saved and the gospel progress. Time has gone, so I'll come to a close. These are mighty monarchs. They don't yield easily to sin or to the sword of the Spirit. They don't yield easily. They're set against the progress of God's Joshua. They confront us with serious problems and serious spiritual warfare, but the victory is certain. Every one of these kings was slain. And thank God, our greater Joshua is still able to give us the victory over them all. Death to sin, death to the flesh, dying more and more unto sin, and living more and more unto righteousness. That is the call of this passage for this people. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. If you're not a Christian this morning, I trust that you'll take time to think. You need Christ. You need Christ now. And Christ will have all who will have Him. If you'll have Him today, if you will call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. That is His promise. Forsake the evil fellowship of the world, the evil associations of the ungodly. Flee to the Savior. Flee without delay. And if you are a Christian, perhaps God has put His finger in your life today. Things that are wrong that need to be put right. God, give us grace this day to get them right, to do real battle against our sin, the wickedness that would impede our progress for Christ. If I can help you in the things of God, if you'd like to talk with me or with Dr. Barrett, we'd be glad to have a word with you. Remain as the others leave. We'll be happy to seek to help you in the things of the Lord. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. We thank thee for the victory of our greater Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that every force of evil must yield to him. Lord, we rejoice today that Christ is more than conqueror. And we ask thee in Jesus' name that thou wilt speak in the lives of those who know not Christ and bring them to know him whom to know is life eternal. We pray, our God, that thou wilt speak to those who name the name of the Savior. Lord, teach us separation of life. Oh God, forgive us for compromise. It's always easy to condemn someone else's compromise while all the time we ourselves compromise with our own pet sins. God, forgive us for this, we pray. Make us a holy people, a clean-hearted, clean-minded, clean-living people, a people whose lives are right in the sight of God and right in the sight of men, whose lives are lived out by faith in Christ, not out of some guilt trip, but because of what we believe about the gospel. Oh God, we pray that what we believe about Christ will compel our lives and we live as a reaction to Calvary. Hear our prayer. Part us now with thy very richest blessing. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church this Lord's day and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.